bringing you all the hits online, 969thefox.com, and on air, 96.9 The Fox. You need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Time for a Tuesday weather update. We had warmer temperatures today. We'll have some more tomorrow and Thursday, and then we need to batten down the hatches for some potential snow Friday and Saturday. Dan in the Weather Center. Looking at what we've got, tonight is a low of 30, tomorrow's high 52 with a low of 24, and Thursday 48 for high and a low of 22. Still looking at that weather that might come in on Friday, Saturday. It is uncertain as to what we'll get exactly, but it will be cold.
All the hits. Today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagle basketball on 96.9, the Fox. I'm Gary Lee, and the Eagles are going to open the SCA conference play at home, hosting the Mountain Grove Panthers. The Panthers come into tonight's contest 5-9 on the year. Liberty 11-2. Earlier, it was the Liberty JV picking up the win, 58-46 in the JV contest. Mountain Grove, they're talking with Coach Harrell, who received a nice plaque before, well, between games, right before the varsity tip-off. He was recognized with a plaque for his 100th win. And Cale Gardner will start. Mountain Grove. Number one, Eli Golden. Number 10, Dalton Shannon. And number 11, Brady Emery. And also getting the start, number 14, Aiden Estep. Liberty again, 11-2 on the year. We'll see the same starting five, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells will round out the starting five for Liberty. Eagles are coming off a Pleasant Hope tournament championship where they defeated Chadwick in the championship game, 55-43. We got to see a little bit of Mountain Grove play against Bunker, and they gave Bunker all Bunker wanted. I believe it was a 1 or 2 point victory in the Liberty shootout. So Mountain Grove definitely has it in them to upset the Liberty Eagles here on their home floor. Liberty at center court. Tip's going to be controlled by the Panthers. Panthers quickly get it to the wing. Bounce pass inside. Shot fake goes up. No good. Loose ball out of bounds. And it'll be Liberty basketball. And the Panthers are going to extend their defense the length of the floor. Alex Toon is able to bring it down. Panthers show pressure. They do not apply it. Paxton Hunter catches out top. Carter Ellett flops it over to Wells. Wells goes inside to Paxton Hunter. Paxton up and in for two. A little high-low action by the Liberty Eagles. Panthers to the wing, throwing a three up. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Alex Toon. Alex feeds it to Parker. Parker has it knocked away underneath the basket by Dalton Shannon. It'll stay with the Eagles. Carter Ellett will inbound on the baseline. They get it to Hunter. Paxton takes it inside, goes up, can't get it to go. Putback is good for Drayton Wells. Panthers drive, throws one up, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells pitches it to Ellett. Ellett gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon at the wing. Brings it back out to Ellett. Ellett goes high post to Wells. Wells will hand it off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon, top of the key. Back out top, Paxton Hunter. Left side now to Parker Toon. Parker loses the dribble, gathers it back up, and feeds it over to Carter. Carter Ellett bounces it inside to Paxton Hunter. Nice move by Paxton. Goes up, shot partially blocked. Panthers on a fast break. Take it down low, and the charge is the call on Brady Emery. Team foul number one. 6:22 to go in the first. 4-0, Liberty. Paxton will toss it in to Alex. Alex will be met out top by Dalton Shannon. They feed it to Parker. Parker at the elbow. Out to Carter Ellett for three. That's going to be off the mark. No good. Wells with the rebound and throws it away. No, it was tipped. So it will stay with Liberty. Getting a piece of it may have been Brady Emery. Emery, yeah, got just a piece of it. Carter Ellett tries to go inside. Gets it to Wells. Wells feeds it to Parker. Parker Toon goes up, can't get it to roll. And here come the Panthers. Eli Golden throws it underneath. Dishes it right side to Aiden Step for the easy bucket. 4-2 is your score. 5:40 to go here in the first. Alex Toon out top. Rolls it over to Parker. Parker out top to Ellett. Ellett hands it off to Paxton. Paxton bounces it to Parker. Parker catches it the wing. He'll bring it back out top. Use the dribble. Hands it off to Alex. Alex to Carter. Carter back to Parker. Parker shot fake. Pulls up, shoots, scores. Six-two Liberty. Aiden Estep brings it high post to Emery. Emery takes it in. Up over Wells. Shot no good. Rebound Panthers. Kick out. Here's a three. Count it. Aiden Estep. He's got all 5 points for the Panthers. 6-5 ball game. 5:47 to go in the first. Alex Toon shifts over to the right. Looks into the corner. Goes to the wing. To Paxton. Parker Toon catches. Parker at the volleyball line. Carter Ellett for three. That's long. Rebound. Paxton Hunter. Hunter rolls it to Wells. Wells back to Ellett. Ellett kisses it in. Timeout, Mountain Grove. 4:19 to go. 8-5 Liberty. We'll come back in 30. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Park City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
And welcome back. 8-5 Liberty, and it's Mountain Grove basketball. Emery gets it to Cale Gardner. Eli Golden. Emery takes it in, shot fake, goes up, can't get it to roll. Wells with the rebound. Wells gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton keeps the dribble. Hands it off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon brings it out top. Parker Toon catches. Gets a screen. Tries to split a couple defenders. Turns it over, but gets it right back. Parker's going to attack the rim. Goes up. No good. Loose ball, but it is saved by Liberty. Now a foul. And that's going to be on Aiden Stepp. His first team foul, number two, here in the first. 3:36 to go. 8-5 is your score. Eagles bring it in on the sideline. Toon sets the offense up, picked up by Shannon. Parker Toon catches at the wing. Double team, back off. Alex kicks it out. Carter Ellett with the jumper. Short, no good. Rebound, Paxton Hunter, and he's fouled on the putback. Paxton will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Cale Gardner. That's his first team foul, number three. 3:20 on the clock. In the first, 8-5 is the score. First one is up, and it's no good. Blaine Alterman will check into the ball game for Carter Ellett. Second free throw is up, and that one's no good. Paxton misses them both. Panthers dodge a bullet. Here's a three to tie it up. Up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells gets it to Hunter. Hunter hands it off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon out top. Gets it to Alex. Alex Toon pulls up from the free throw line. Good. 10-5. Liberty. 2:45 to go in the first. Toss to Cale Gardner in the corner. Panthers bring it out top. Shot fake. Pull up jumper. Good. For Emery. 10-7. 2:30 to go in the first. Liberty. Alex Toon walks it down the floor. Altermat pops out to the left wing. Parker Toon catches. Parker loses it. Gathered up by Paxton Hunter. Paxton hands it off to Alex Toon. Alex will shift over by the scorer's table. Now he looks for a lane. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker pulls up for three. Good. 13-7. Liberty, 1:50 to go in the first. Skip pass into the corner. Three for Gardner. Cale drains it. And Liberty throws it away. Turnover. Panthers have a chance to tie it up with 1:41. They'll inbound right in front of the Liberty Eagle bench. 13-10 to score. Now they're going to inbound it on the baseline. Tossing it in will be Aiden Estep for the Panthers. Gets it inside. Shot up, no good. Putback is good for Emery. He's got 4 points now. 13-12. 90 seconds to go in the first. Double screen set out top. For Alex now, here's a double team, and Alex gets called for the backcourt. Back-to-back turnovers by Liberty. Panthers with the trap out top on Alex Toon. Panthers with chance to take the lead. 1:19 to go in the first. Emery feeds it to Cale Gardner. Here's a three from the wing. Up, no good. Out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball. 70 seconds on the clock in the first. 13-12. Alex Toon brings it down the floor, met out top by Estep. Paxton Hunter pitches it to Parker Toon. Parker out top. Under a minute to go. Parker looks for a lane, splits two defenders, goes up and in. Tough shot. Parker cashes it in. 7 points in the first for Parker. 40 seconds to go. 15-12, Liberty. High post for the Panthers. Looking inside. Gets it to the wing. Bounce pass underneath. Out of bounds. Panthers turn it over. That's their second turnover. 31 seconds to go in the first. Alex Toon will bring it down the floor for the Eagles. With 25 seconds, he gets into the half court. Parker Toon at the wing. Turns it over. Here's a breakaway drive. Up, no good. And that was Brett Gardner, who come in off the bench. Will shoot two for the Panthers. And the foul is going to be against Parker Toon, his first. Liberty, three turnovers in the first. Mountain Grove with two. 11.5 seconds to go. First free throw hits the front of the rim. No good for Brett Gardner. Also checking in now, Brady Anderson, number 5 for the Panthers. Second free throw is up, and that one is no good. Loose ball, Panthers come up with it. To the wing, looking inside, 3 seconds. Out top, 1 second. From the volleyball line, good! Count it! Aiden Estep at the buzzer from the volleyball line ties it up at 15 apiece. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks. The ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All right, welcome back. Liberty with the basketball to start the second. Tied up at 15. Parker Toon, top of the key. Gets it to Paxton Hunter, and Liberty turns it over again. Mountain Grove fast break. Up. Bucket's good, and the foul. Cale Gardner lays it in. And the Eagles have their fourth turnover. Panthers with two. Cale Gardner, a chance for the old-fashioned three, and it will give the Panthers a three-point advantage here to start the second. And it's good. 18-15, Mountain Grove, Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon shifts over to the left side. Out top to Wells. Wells in the corner. Lane Altermat for three. Goes up, no good. Rebound, Panthers. Cale Gardner brings it down the floor. Looks to attack. Loses the basketball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Parker Toon. Panther basketball on the baseline. He steps, will inbound. And the one-hand floater goes up. No good. And Liberty, nobody to rebound. Shot goes back up. No good. Another rebound. Block shot. Out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Panthers. 18-15, Mountain Grove. He steps. Tosses it in. Out top to Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner will give it off. Emery. Emery back to his step. And there's a turnover taken away by Altermat. Paxton Hunter. Parker Toon for three, off the rim, no good, one and done. Long pass down the floor again by the Panthers, short jumper, off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound, gets it to Hunter. Hunter to Wells, Wells back to Hunter. Hunter goes up off the glass for two. Paxton Hunter with 4 points. 18-17, Mountain Grove. Panthers with the basketball. He steps. Emery. Get pass back out top. He steps in the corner. Cale Gardner for three. That's going to be short. And it's picked up by Blaine Alterman. Parker Toon looks and finds Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top. Alex has got Dalton Shannon in his pocket. Here comes the double team. Skip pass to Paxton. Paxton feeds it inside to Wells. Wells gets an easy bucket. Nice shot fake by Drayton Wells. Cooper Holden getting ready to check in for Liberty. 19-18 Liberty. Dale Gardner picks the dribble up. Gets it inside. Shot goes up. Partially blocked. Loose ball. And it's picked up by Parker Toon. Liberty will take it the other direction. Parker Toon, top of the key. He's going to penetrate. Drive. Scoop shot up. Can't fall. Picked up by Gardner. Gardner's going to attack the basket. Goes in. Reverse shot. Put up no good. Liberty on fast break. Alex Toon goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two for Liberty. Eli Golden picks up the foul. His first team foul, number one, to start the second. Alex Toon with the free throw. First one is good. Wells comes out. Cooper Holden checks in. 5:10 on the clock here in the first half. Alex Toon's second free throw is good. He makes them both. 4 points now for Alex Toon. Liberty 20, Mountain Grove 19. Panthers with the basketball. In the corner, they find Eli Golden. Eli Golden catches in the paint. Shot goes up, partially blocked. Liberty comes up with it. Parker Toon pushing it down the floor. Leans in, shoots, and scores. Nice move by Parker Toon. 23-18. Liberty. He steps. Cale Gardner. Off to Eli Golden. Back inside. Baseline jumper goes up, no good. Foul is going to be against Panthers. That's going to go on Dalton Shannon. Blaine Altermat had the position for the rebound, got shoved. That's team foul number two in the second. Cooper Holden will shift over and run the point. That will shift Alex Toon over to the two-guard position. He catches at the wing. Throws a three up. Good. Alex Toon with the bucket. 26-18 Liberty. Panthers out top. He steps. Gives it off to Emery. Emery's going to drive in. Shot high off the glass. No good. They're going to call the foul on Liberty. Paxton Hunter gets the foul. And that's the second team foul in the second for Liberty. Brody Emery at the free throw line. Shooting two. First one is no good. Paxton Hunter comes out. Blaine Altermat comes out. Drayton Wells and Carter Ellett check back in. Cody Emery, second free throw. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. And a foul is going to be called on Mountain Grove. Emery picks up his second. Team foul number three. Good job by Cooper holding on to it. He wasn't going to let go of it. Holden will toss it in to Alex Toon. Toon out top will be picked up by East Step. They'll hand it off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon looks to make a move. Pulls up. One-hander, no good. Rebound, Wells. Putback, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in for two. And gets the foul. Wells. Chance for an old-fashioned three. And that's going to be foul number two on Aiden Estep. Mountain Grove wants a timeout. We'll take 30. You're listening. Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View, we're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, welcome back. 28-18, Liberty. Drayton Wells trying to finish the old-fashioned three. That foul was on Aiden Estep, his second. Team foul number three. And the free throw's no good. Parker with the rebound and the putback. It won't fall. His putback, no good. Eli Golden with the basketball, and he loses the dribble. And Liberty. Well, Liberty, Harrell was trying to call a timeout. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will stay with the Panthers. Inbounding will be Aiden Estep. And he brings it out top to Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner sidesteps, goes up, shoots no good, loose ball, and it's going to be Liberty on the fast break. Alex Toon wisely gets it to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett goes up and in and gets the contact. Chance for an old-fashioned three for Carter Ellett. And that's going to be three fouls on Aiden Estep. And that will get Brady Harris into the ball game for the Panthers. And that is also team foul number five. Liberty will shoot free throws the rest of the way out. And the old-fashioned three is good for Carter Ellen. 31-18, Liberty, 3:10 to go in the half. Cale Gardner. With the basketball out top, gets it to the wing. Shot fake, drives in, tosses it opposite corner. Harris picks the dribble up, back outside. Here's a three, off the rim, no good. Eli Golden gets the rebound. Golden hands it off to Anderson. Back to Golden. Golden works against Parker Toon. Looks for a lane, hands loose basketball. Panthers turn it over. Parker Toon for Liberty out top. Crossover. Goes up, shoots, no good. Blocked. Picked up by the Panthers. Long pass down the floor. Caught. Here's a three from the wing. It's good. Brett Gardner hits the tray. 31-18. Liberty. Alex Toon with 2:14 on the clock in the half. Sets up by the scorer's table. Pulls up for three, hits the rim, no good. Kept alive by Cooper Holden. Another three, no good. Rebound, Wells, put back, no good. And the rebound taken by Cale Gardner. Gardner looks to drive, nowhere to go, kicks it out. opposite corner. Here's a three off the rim, no good. And a foul against Liberty. That's going to be on Parker Toon. Parker picks up his second. Parker will come to the bench with 1:42 to go in a 31-21 ball game. Liberty with the lead. That's the third team foul on Liberty. Cooper Holden comes in out top. Panthers. Cale Gardner for three is good. 31-24, 90 seconds to go in the half. Panthers now on a 6-7-8 run here. Cooper Holden, Paxton Hunter. Paxton out top, bounces it. Alex Toon inside. Drayton Wells for two. Nice feed. Alex Toon in to Drayton Wells. 33-24 Liberty. Panthers has a tip. Loose basketball, but it's gathered up by the Panthers. Taken away by Carter Ellis. Ellis gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon lays it off the glass for two. 35-24, 40 seconds to go in the half. Panthers with the basketball. Out to Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner, Eli Golden. Golden goes up high off the glass, no good, and a foul. Rebound, Carter Ellett. Foul's going to be against Brady Harris, his first. And Liberty will shoot two. With 26 seconds to go, Carter Ellett will go to the line. Carter's got 5 points in the half. First one is no good. It's the back of the rim. He'll get another shot at it. Game is being live video streamed. Ricky up there with the camera. Boom. Second free throw is good. 6 points for Carter Ellis. 36-24, 20 seconds to go in the half. Eli Golden with the ball. Feeds it inside. Nowhere to go. Bounces it outside. Loose ball. Liberty comes up with it. And a foul. And Carter Ellett will go back to the line. Dalton Shannon will pick up his second. ...36-24, 9 seconds to go in the half. Carter Ellett just was at the free throw line. Makes the first one. Second free throw by the freshman, Carter Ellett, is up, and it's good. He makes them both. 38-24, 6 seconds to go in the half. Panthers with the basketball. The one-hand floater is good for Eli Golden at the half. Liberty, 38. Mountain Grove, 26. We'll take a break, come back with first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, welcome back. Liberty Eagles lead the Mountain Grove Panthers 38-26. Scoring for Mountain Grove, Cale Gardner's got 9, Eli Golden with 2, Brett Gardner's got 3, Brody Emery with 4, and Aiden Estep with 8. Panthers turned it over 7 times in the first half. Liberty, Parker Toon with 9, Alex Toon with 9, Carter Ellett with 8, Paxton Hunter with 4, Drayton Wells with 8. Both teams scored 15 in the first, and then Liberty outscored the Panthers in the second, 18-11. So, Liberty again, leads by 12, and the turnovers, Mountain Grove had 7 in the first half, Liberty with 4. So that's kind of how the first half went. Liberty was really, you know, some games the ball just kind of bounces your way, and a lot of that is hustle, you know, and Liberty was able to kind of get a lot of that. They had a lot of hustle plays in that first half where they were getting loose balls, they were getting rebounds, and they were getting the ball inside as well. So, of course, it's a game of adjustments. Mountain Grove, Nick Openshaw, head coach of the Panthers, he'll make adjustments, as well as head coach of Liberty Eagles, Justin Harrell. But right now, Liberty on top, 38-26 at the half. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Park City.
Trust Park City Auto Parts to recommend the products you need for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limits apply. Get details at your Park City Auto Parts store.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
No weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Time for a Tuesday weather update. We had warmer temperatures today. We'll have some more tomorrow and Thursday, and then we need to batten down the hatches for some potential snow Friday and Saturday. Dan in the Weather Center. Looking at what we've got, tonight is a low of 30, tomorrow's high 52 with a low of 24, and Thursday 48 for a high and a low of 22. Still looking at that weather that might come in on Friday, Saturday. It is uncertain as to what we'll get exactly, but it will be cold.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factory.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, welcome back. We're about ready to get the second half underway. 38-26 is your score. Liberty with the lead. And Parker Toon's got two fouls. Alex Toon has one. Paxton Hunter with one. For Mountain Grove, Cale Gardner with one. Eli Golden with one. Brady Harris with one. Dalton Shannon with two. Brody Emery with two. Aiden Estep with three. Friday night, weather permitting, the Liberty Eagles will head to Marshfield. And then next week, a week from tonight, Liberty will head to Bunker. and then they'll play a week from this Saturday at home. Liberty will get the basketball to start the second half. And Eagles will come out with their five starters. Parker, Alex, Carter, Paxton, and Drake. Same for Mountain Grove. Gardner, Golden, Shannon, Emery, and Steph. Alex Toon out top. Finds Parker. Parker gets it to Wells, skips it to Paxton. Paxton goes up, shoots from the score. Tough shot. Paxton knocks it down. Long pass at the other end. Panthers kick it out. And a travel called against Mountain Grove. 40-26, Liberty. Out top, it'll be Alex Toon, picked up by Shannon. Ellett at the wing. Wells brings it to Parker. Parker inside, back outside. Parker shot fake. Gets it back to Carter. Carter's fouled. That may be on Cale Gardner. It is his second. .40-26, 7:12 to go in the third. Liberty basketball on the sideline. Alex Toon will catch, picked up by Shannon. Brings it back to the middle of the floor. Takes the dribble up, needs some help. Gets it to Paxton. Paxton hands it back to Alex. Alex playing out there by the timeline. Gets it inside to Wells, and it's a turnover. Got too far away from where you want to work. Shot up and in for Emery. 40-28. This is kind of when Liberty gets in a little bit of trouble when they do. They get this, trying to run their offense too far away from the basket. Inside, Paxton Hunter. Wells from the elbow. Back out. Wells gets it again. Take it, Drayton. Take it. Take it. Take it. There you go. Wells for two. 6 minutes to go in the third. 42-28. Gardner gives it up. Gets it right back. Eagles working out that 2-3 zone. Here's a step for three. Count it. Aiden a step now with 11 points. He's leading all Panthers in scoring. 42-31, Liberty. Tips basketball. Carter Ellett runs it down. Paxton Hunter, top of the key. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker loses it, then gathers it back up. There's a double team, and it's going to be a reach-in foul on Emery, and that's going to be his third. Checking back in, Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner comes in for Brody Emery. Liberty on their own baseline, inbound. And Liberty turns it. Oh, they turn it over. Panther basketball, 5:10 on the clock, 42-31. Cale Gardner tosses it out top to his step. Inside. Shot up, blocked, and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. Eli Golden trying to get it to the rim. Panthers on the baseline. We'll toss it in. Aiden a step. will be the trigger man. Tip knocked away, but it's gathered up by Cale Gardner. One-hander goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter down to the wing. Gets it to Ellett. Parker too, from the elbow. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Wells. Wells feeds it to Paxton. Paxton goes up, can't get it to go. Tip, and by Wells, but controlled by the Panthers. Here's a three at the other end. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Panthers. Here's another three from the wing. That's good. Eli Golden. Panthers on a 6-0 run, 42-34. Liberty. 4 minutes to go in the third. Hunter. Carter Ellett. Oh, and a foul. Wells is going to try and shoot it from the free throw line. And he was fouled from behind. He'll shoot two. Brett Gardner picks up the foul. Team foul number three on the Panthers here in the third. 3:54 to go. Panthers have outscored Liberty in the third, 8-2. First one is good. Blaine Altermat checks in for Carter Ellett. Brody Emery will check in for Dalton Shannon for the Panthers. Second free throw by the senior, Drayton Wells, is up and no good. Rattles inside the cylinder and kicks out. 3:47 to go in the third. Panthers with the basketball. They're going to go baseline and up and in for two. Eli Golden. He's got 7 points now in the game. Alex Toon picked up by Estep out top. Paxton Hunter pulls up for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. Panthers making a run here. Skips it out into the corner. Here's Estep for three more. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. And the foul and the bucket. Panthers are coming roaring back. Cale Gardner will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. And that's going to be three on Parker Toon now. The old-fashioned three is good. 43-39. Liberty's been outscored 13-5 here in the third. Parker to Paxton. Paxton back to Parker. Panthers are really packing it in here in the second half. Paxton Hunter catches opposite wing. Parker Toon with the drive. Hoop shot up and in. Timeout, Liberty, 45-39, 2:35 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. Come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments.
Current.
At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Lane Altermat comes in for Carter Ellett. Panthers with the basketball. They'll feed it to the free throw line. They'll kick it out. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Lane Altermat. Parker Toon now takes it in. Bounces it to Altermat for three. It's up, but no good. Rebound, he steps. Aiden goes high post. Shot up, it's blocked by Wells, and will stay with the Panthers. .45-39, 2:06 to go in the third. Out top, caught by Eli Golden. Golden to Emery, here's a three, and it's up no good. Altermat with the rebound. Liberty on the fast break. Parker Toon goes up, and he's fouled and will shoot two. That's four on Emery now. That was a really good shot fake by Parker Toon. And Emery left his feet on the shot fake and drawed the contact. 1:51 to go. And the first one is good in the third. Emery comes out. Back in is Brady Anderson. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Eli Golden. Golden gets it to Aiden. He steps. Step takes it to the wing. Gets it right back. Off to Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner out top. Goes opposite wing to Golden. Golden takes it inside. Blocked, but it's picked up by the Panthers. It's step for three. It's good. Aiden with his fourth three of the game. And it's 46-42. 1:18 to go in the third. Alex Toon. Altermat for three. It's good. Long pass the other end, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Liberty. Team foul number two. Drayton. Well, it's going to be on Paxton Hunter, his second. Paxton comes out. Cooper Holden checks in. Panther basketball. 65 seconds to go in the third. Get pass across. Short. Oh, block shot by Wells. Picked up by Altermat. Liberty, long pass to Alex Toon for two. 51-42, Liberty. 47 seconds to go in the third. Gardner gives it up to Anderson. Anderson back to Cale Gardner. Turnaround jumper off the rim. No good. Picked up by the Panthers. Shot put up. No good. Foul to the line will be Brett Gardner for the Panthers. Foul is on Drayton Wells. That's his first. Team foul number three. 32 seconds to go. 51-42 here in the third. First one is good for Brett Gardner. He's got 4 points now for the Panthers. Back into the ball game. Shannon for the Panthers. Second free throw is good. Brett Gardner makes them both. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon. Shifts over towards the scorer's table. Picked up by Shannon. 22 seconds to go. Hit. Last touch by the Panthers. I'm just old-fashioned. I hate to stay, you know, get near the sideline or the free throw line. In the corner, Altermat for three more. Up, no good. Rebound Wells. Wells goes up and in for two. Big bucket for Drayton Wells. And after three, Liberty 53, Mountain Grove 44. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Box 96.9.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, welcome back. 53-44 Liberty. Mountain Grove will get the basketball to start the fourth. They'll start it with Kale Gardner. Gardner out top. Loose basketball. Panthers turn it over. Parker Toon picks it up. Cooper Holden back to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Wells. Wells goes up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Cooper Holden. And now it's a loose ball. And it'll be foul number four on Parker Toon. Parker with his fourth. Parker will come out. Paxton Hunter will check in. .735 to go in regulation. E-step. Anderson back to E-step. High post. Gardner takes it to the corner. Panthers get it right back to Kale Gardner. Kale Gardner picked up by Cooper Holden. He step catches. Now they go high post back to the corner. Here's a three. Count it. Brett Gardner. 53-47. Liberty. Alex Toon gets it to Altermat. Paxton Hunter pulls up, dishes it off to Wells for two. The high-low has really been effective for Liberty. Panthers out top. Anderson to his step. Gardner goes up. Rock, loose ball, and it's going to be controlled by the Panthers. Short jumper, good, and the foul. Brett Gardner with two more, chance for the old-fashioned three. Alex Toon picks up the foul. That's his second. At the line, Brett Gardner, he hit a three. Now this deuce and a chance for and one. Up, and it's good. 55-50 Liberty. 6:15 to go in regulation. Alex Toon backed up again to the timeline. Looks to make a move. Kicks it. Altermat for three, and it spins around the cylinder three times and kicks out. Panthers with the basketball. He step out top. Here's another three. It's off the rim. No good. Tips picked up by the Panthers. Short jumper up. No good. Tipped again. Controlled by Altermat. Off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Hunter. And he hits the backboard. Bucket count
for Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter now with 8 points. That's a new rule that Mishner has really enforced. You cannot slap the backboard. I mean, the shot can be way off, but if there is a shot up and the opposing team hits the backboard, bucket counts. 57-50, 5:37 to go in regulation. Aiden the step for the Panthers brings it down the floor, picked up by Alex Thune. Picks his dribble up, pitches it over to Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner will give it to Emery. Emery loses it, and it's going to be a foul on Alterman. His first. And team foul number three. Panthers will bring it in on the baseline. Out top, caught by Eli Golden. Eli Golden to the free throw line. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken by Golden, and the bucket's good. 57-52. Alex Thune out top. Emery comes out on Alex. And the foul on Cale Gardner. That's Cale's third. Again, you're Liberty flirting with the sidelines and half court. Paxton Hunter brings it in. 4:49 to go. Alex Alterman, Paxton Hunter. Paxton tries to get it to Wells, turns it over, picked up by Cale Gardner. Gardner to Aiden Estep for two. 57-54. Panthers have cut it to a one possession game. Alex Thune gets it to Holden. Holden brings it back to Alex, and a foul, and that's going to be it for Emery. Emery fouls out with 6 points with 4:07 to go in the fourth. So we've got Liberty basketball on the sideline. Parker Thune checks back in. Parker's got four fouls. Paxton Hunter will inbound. And he'll toss it into Alex Thune. Alex Thune to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter backs himself in. Shoots, can't get it to go. Tries to tip it back. It won't fall. Panthers with a chance to tie it up. He steps out top. Gets it to Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner looks to drive. Dishes off. Shot up. No good. Knocked away. But gathered up by Alex Thune. 3:30 to go in regulation. Alex Thune guarded by Dalton Shannon. Backed up by the timeline. Flirting with half court. We're trying to spread the floor. Alex finds a lane, kicks it to Parker. Parker to Alterman, out top to Paxton Hunter. Paxton will hand it off to Alex Thune, again out by the timeline. Parker catches. Parker in traffic, up and in for two. Timeout Liberty, 2:41 to go 59-54 Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Park City.
Replace your wiper blades now and save at Park City Auto Parts. Save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Beam blade technology improves windshield contact for maximum visibility. We will even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Park City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Hi, right, welcome back. 59-54 Liberty. 2:41 to go in regulation. Panthers outscored Liberty in the third, 18-15. They've outscored Liberty in the fourth, 10-6. He steps with the basketball. Gets it to Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner finds line, drive, and foul will be called on Paxton Hunter, his third. Cale Gardner at the line, shooting two. Team foul number four for Liberty. Gardner with 12 points in the game. First one is good. Chance to make it a one-possession game right here. And Cale Gardner does just that. Parker Toon catches the inbound. Tosses it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon uses the dribble, gets the separation. Off to Altermat. Altermat has to give it up to Parker Toon. Parker Toon guarded by Estep, and there's a foul. And that's going to be four on Estep. Liberty basketball on the baseline. 2:03 to go. Alex Toon brings it in to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, goes up, can't get it to go. Wells gets the rebound, can't get it to go, and the Panthers come up with it. Cale Gardner. He steps a deep three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Alex Toon. Parker Toon catches. Parker guarded by Estep. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Wells. Wells gets the double team. Finds Paxton. Paxton goes up and is fouled and will shoot two. That's on Cale Gardner. His fourth. Fifty-nine-56, 77 seconds to go in regulation. Paxton Hunter for Liberty at the line. He's got 8 points in the game. First one is no good. Paxton is 0-for-3 from the line. Cooper Holden checks in for Parker Toon. Big free throw right here for the junior, Paxton Hunter, making a two-possession game. Shot is up, and it's good. Panthers long pass, wide open three, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Long pass to Alex Toon. Toon goes up. Alex gets two. And turnover by the Panthers. Brett Gardner used the forearm shiver. And, or actually, Brady Anderson got hit with the foul. Now the coaches are getting heated up. It's getting rowdy in here. Coach Harrell is fired up. Liberty coaches and Mountain Grove coaches are getting after it. So JC, the athletic director, comes in to kind of get the piece. It'll be Liberty basketball. So, Eagle basketball. Liberty will bring it in on the sideline. Parker Toon checks back in. And checking in for Mountain Grove, Brady Harris, number two. Harris checks in for Brett Gardner. Liberty tosses it into the backcourt. Alex Toon. Alex gets it to Paxton Hunter. Hands it off to Parker Toon. Parker gets it to Alterman. Back to Parker. 45 seconds. And there's the foul. Liberty will shoot two. Parker Toon goes to the line. And Eli Golden picks up his second. 62-56, 41 seconds to go in regulation. First free throw is no good. Liberty now missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 free throws missed. Saturday night, Liberty shot really good from the line. Cooper Holden comes in for Paxton Hunter with 41 seconds to go. Second free throw by Parker Toon is up, and that's no good. And the Panthers come up with the rebound. Three is blocked! Drayton Wells with a massive block on Brett Gardner. I mean, get that out of here. Is what Drayton said. And then a foul on the pickup. Parker picked the ball up and he was fouled. That's three on Eli Golden. Parker missed two free throws. First one is good. Carter Ellis checked in for Blaine Alterman with 33 seconds to go. Second free throw by the senior Parker Toon on the way. It's up. Fanny makes them both. 64-56. Panthers throw a shot up. No good. Carter Ellett is fouled. And that's going to be Cale Gardner. That's his fifth. So he has fouled out. Cale Gardner finishes with 14 points. 22 seconds on the clock. Carter Ellett shooting two. Carter with 8 points on the night.
chance to get to double digits. First one's no good. Liberty has really struggled from the free throw line tonight. Carter will get another. It's up, and that one's good. 65-56, 20 seconds to go. He stepped for three. Count it. Boy, Aiden and Steph has had a really big game. Five threes in the game for Aiden and Steph. Points in the game for Aiden. But his Panthers trail Liberty 65-59 with 16 seconds to go in regulation. Panthers outscored Liberty in the third, 18-15. Liberty got off to a really slow start in the third, but was able to kind of regather themselves. And then the fourth kind of started the same way, but Liberty has stepped up. They scored 12 here in the fourth. To 15 points for the Panthers. 16 seconds, and it's Liberty basketball. If you're Liberty, if you catch the inbound pass, you're gonna get fouled. They're going to double-team Alex, and they get it to Altermat, and Altermat is fouled. Shannon picks up his third. Blaine will shoot two for Liberty. Blaine's got 3 points. That came off the bench in the third. 13 seconds on the clock in the fourth. Altermat shooting two for the Eagles. First one's good. Yeah. 66-59. Your Liberty, you just don't want to foul now at the other end. Second free throw is no good. Long pass down the floor, shot is up, and it's in for Brett Gardner. 8 seconds to go, 66-61, Liberty. Brett Gardner for the Panthers come off the bench, and he scored 13 points off the bench for Mountain Grove. Parker, two, will stay on the floor with four fouls. 8 seconds to go in regulation. In a 66-61 ball game, it'll be Liberty basketball. It's that kind of same thing. Panthers are going to go for a steal early. So, you know, you're not going to get a 10-second violation if you get it. If you get it, just hold it. Just that all Liberty's got to do is just get it inbounds and hold the basketball because the Panthers will have to foul. And they get it to Altermat, and Blaine will go back to the free throw line for Liberty with 7.3 seconds to go. ...66-61, that's the second foul on Brady Harris. Altermat shooting two. First one's good. Full two possession ball game. Second free throw for Altermat. It's up, and that one's good. 6 points on the night for Blaine. Blaine comes off. Cooper Holden checks back in. He steps, gets the inbounds off, throws a three up, and he hits it. Wow, Aiden's step has lit it up for his Mountain Grove Panthers. 22 points now for Aiden's step, 1.2 seconds to go, 68-64. We'll keep it here. Again, if you're Liberty, you just got to get it inbound and wait for the foul. You don't want to turn it over with 1.2 seconds. It's a four-point ball game. Eagles have never trailed. Well, it was tied. Eagles have never trailed. Panthers did tie it up to end the first, and on a deep shot, the three by Aiden Estep, the volleyball line. That's how the first come to a close. So Liberty to inbound. Blaine Altermat checks back in. And it's a long pass down the floor, and that's the ball game. Liberty gets the win, 68-64 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Liberty moves to 12-2 on the year. Panthers fall 5-10 on the year. Good ball game. Panthers, they're athletic, they're quick. And Liberty early did such a really good job of, you know, using their size and just pounding it inside. I mean, it was relentless how Liberty went about it. And then the Panthers kind of really, the second half, they came out and really packed it in. And it made it more difficult for Liberty to get it into the paint. But they did enough to hold on to get the win. And they got their first conference win as well, so 1-0 in conference play. Up next for Liberty will be Friday night against Marshfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through scoring. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factory.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back. Again, Liberty gets the win, 68-64 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Going through the scoring, Cale Gardner finishes with 14, Eli Golden 9, Brett Gardner off the bench for the Panthers with 13, Brody Emery had 6, and Aiden Estep led all scorers with 22 and had 6 threes in the ballgame. For Liberty, Parker Toon finishes with 16, Alex Toon 13, Carter Ellett 9, Paxton Hunter 9, Blaine Altermat 6, and Drayton Wells 15. Liberty outscored the Panthers in the first half, 38-26. The Panthers outscored Liberty in the second half, 38-30. But Liberty did enough in that first half to hang on to the victory. Good way to start conference play. Liberty struggled a little bit from the free throw line in the fourth. Missed five free throws. Missed seven overall. They missed two in the first half. Five in the second half. Or actually six in the second half. They missed five in the fourth quarter. But again, Liberty does enough to get the win, 68-64. Up next for Liberty, again, it's a road game, weather permitting, Friday night. And if there's any changes, we'll inform you of that as well. But with weather moving in, looming for Friday evening, we'll see if the Eagles will head to Marshfield to take on the Blue Jays. But right now, Liberty victorious again, defeating the Panthers, 68-64. For Ricky with the camera work and Dylan back to studio. Tyler was on assignment tonight. I'm Gary Lee saying God bless and good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anger Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagles Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.